Welcome in the No House Advantage NBA Strategy Show. We are back. Terry is in the house. I'm here hanging, just trying to soak up some of that knowledge. Tyler is producing. No House Advantage has brought this entire group together. So blame NHA. But here's the thing. We want you to take advantage of their promo code with us. Just use it. Awesome. We'll match your first deposit up to $25. And you can do some damage as Mr. McBride is in the house, here to break down all of our projections that are on site on Awesomeo for No House Advantage. What's happening, Terry?
What's going on, man? It's a pretty quiet day. I was up all night last night working on a new NBA sim model and till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Answered a few customer support emails, went and slept for like 2 hours and woke back up and started working again. So here we are, ready, psyched to talk some NHA stuff for you with you. I think we've got some great props to choose from on the board today. It's of our 90%ers plus kind of days.
Well, hopefully those emails were coming in earlier in the day and not like fired off live at 3:30 in the morning, because anything that comes your way at 3:30 in the morning, no matter the form of communication, is most likely going to be belligerent.
Yeah, whether it's praise or whether it's complaints, usually they're in like a lot of caps and a lot of exclamation points and kind of poorly written at that hour. But I try and
jump
in.
Either I love you or I hate you.
Right. And they're very, very passionate at that point.
Oh, I love it. So here's what we do. We are constantly looking at our own projections on site that are free, No House Advantage for you on Awesomeo. We love to start, as Terry mentioned, as high as we can get in the 90 percentiles and then work our way down. We also have, and they usually get updated later in the day, we have our optimal lineups, which is essentially one step closer to you just plugging and playing an actual lineup. Anybody that likes to do the multi lineup generator, No House Advantage, you have now an optimal lineup to choose from. And I feel like, you know, you're right. We haven't had a dominant list of 90 plus percentiles. It doesn't look like we have a ton when we look at the over, three maybe total actually on the under and two on the over, but the three on the under is all one guy. So that's really what we have to fact. No, I stand corrected. Birch is in there on top of Bertan. So we have that really to start with. And then if you want to move over to the overs, we love to start with overs. But in this case, we've got a 99 on the board, and that's pretty hard to stay away from.
Yeah, I mean, that's super tempting, right? We've seen Bertans get kind of limited in his run as a lot of the Wizards are coming back from the COVID list from various ailments, whatever, what have you. So over the last three, he's played, he played 10 minutes the last time out, didn't play at all, played 9 minutes, played 21 minutes, didn't play at all over the last five. It's a little bit dicey in terms of if you get that game where he just doesn't take the court, we're not winning this one. Alex hasn't projected for 1.9 minutes. Alex is basically saying he might get a shift. He might not with that projection, right? We're not saying he's going to play exactly 1.9 minutes. That probably means he's going to see like a, you know, a 5-6 minute shift, something like that in the rotation. And that's it. Maybe out to 10, 12 at the most. The really only concern with this one going under, though, I think is in that event that he doesn't take the court. I think it's strong enough on the probability marks. Even if he gives you 5-6 minutes, I don't think he's getting very much done for you. So 6.5 points, it's not like it's a ton of points for him to put up. That's what, 2 threes in a bucket. It's possible, but he's just not been really producing through the season. So he's only a 17% usage player when he is on the court, averages 15.9 minutes and only scores 6.6 points in that 15.9. So if we're assuming he's going to play a third of that, even half of that, I think we're safe.
Here's the thing. You can't find this. At least I can't. I know you're in a different state. I'm in PA. We've been betting as long as everybody since, except Jersey and Vegas, right? So we've been doing this a while. I can't find this prop. This is what separates a lot of No House Advantage versus just going to the books, where a lot of these players, like, for example, we're talking about a guy who might not even play. So the books aren't going to put that liability out there, even with a 4.5, 5.5 number. NHA allows you to play guys who are marginally out there on the floor, if at all. Now, if he doesn't play, that's not going to hit, right? So we have to factor into this as far as him actually being active. But it's a big difference of finding guys on significantly smaller betting markets that you could take advantage of on NHA, Terry, as opposed to just not being able to bet these guys at all on the books.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of these, you know, a lot of these ones like that come in as kind of strong plays on one end or the other, where, you know, the books aren't touching them and you can gain a lot of advantage from these probabilities and book a couple easy wins into your card. If you get the game where, you know, if we're expecting a handful of minutes from Bertans, I think that's pretty safe here to, and you can score an easy win on your card and you only need a handful of these wins. So you pick off one like that and the rest of the proposition here becomes a lot easier.
All right, so let's move to the overs here. Again, some of these, Will Barton is out, Draymond Green is out, Norman Powell, Halliburton, et cetera. So if you see nothing on a guy's projection, it just means that it hasn't technically been updated yet. Don't think like, oh, my God, this guy's going to smash. You should also be paying attention to who's in, who's out, especially as volatile as things get with COVID. We do have another under that's hovering in this similar stratosphere, if you will, but Otto Porter's PRA is pretty significant at 92.38 as far as that percentage of it going over. Pretty wide gap between what Alex has projected for Porter versus what NHA is giving you.
Yeah, that one kind of stood out to me, and I'm just pulling it up because Porter's minutes weren't popping up for me in the window that I was in. Here he is. So yeah, 20 and 24 minutes, missed a game, 19 and 36 minutes in front of that. So the only thing that I was thinking was, you know, maybe the minutes were off in our projection, but Alex has him at a 23.9 minutes projection, perfectly reasonable within expectation of what he's been doing and what he normally does. He averages 21.2 minutes for the season. And in that 22 minutes, he gives us a 14.7 PRA, which I think you'll note is significantly higher than 10.5. Yeah. So I think that one's kind of a gimme. That one and the next over, I actually really like both of them. I think they're both just kind of mispriced by NHA here, where they're giving you a really advantageous line on two guys that average more than what they're asking for here by a pretty wide margin. So I like that Otto Porter one a lot. I think that I would probably book that into the top spot. One of these two would go into the top spot probably for me ahead of even the Bertans one, just on that notion that Bertans might not play.
So I just put this up on the odds page for the island games that we do. So if you want more from a betting standpoint, I suggest you check that out. Odd Shopper, of course, is what we're using here. And I was surprised, Terry, that the books had Jokic's number, which is still a high number. I get it. But I was still surprised because it looked a little low at 13.5. So I just put this together as far as going over 13.5, looked at Odd Shopper, X win percentage, all of the things that factored into why Jokic would go over this. To look at 11.5 on No House Advantage, I mean, you could put this at the 10 spot above Porter and even above what we talked about with Bertans, and I wouldn't have a problem with it at all, mainly because it's so off. Are you kidding me? 3.5 to 4 rebound difference? You have to smash this.
Yeah, the 13.5 is a lot more reasonable that you bring up in the in the other books. I feel like No House put this one a little bit lower just to put an interesting play on the board, right? Throw one out there for the people and let people grab an interesting one with a really popular player. I think they do that at times because they're not really beholden to, you know, the sports book at large community or anything like that. They can kind of do what they want. They're running their own game. So I think they do put in a few gimmies, and I think this is definitely a gimme. 11.5 rebounds for Nikola Jokic with no kind of concern about his minutes or anything like that. He averages 14.2 in 32.7 minutes. We've got him projected for 32.8 minutes and a 15.07 rebounding prop or rebounding score. I think that is an easy, easy win on this one. That's my favorite pick on the board. Just going back to Porter, by the way, do not play that one. Obviously, if we get news that Otto Porter's not playing tonight, he's currently questionable with a shoulder injury. So that could be why that one ticked down a little bit below where the average was. They might have just been expecting more of a limitation. We're not projecting that limitation for Porter. I think if he takes the court, he sees his 23, 24 minutes and he gets there easily. That one would only swing if we had news Otto Porter flat out not playing tonight.
So Marcus Morris is next up on the over category. We're dipping slightly below the 90% here, but we also have Kem Birch on the other end at the under. And I think this is just more of a gut play for you because it's a marginal gap, 2.5% difference between Birch going under his PRA at 91.5%. And as mentioned, just below 90 for Marcus Morris. The difference, though, is you have a couple of Morris props to choose from versus just locking this in for Birch at the PRA. So I don't know if you're just going to adhere to the numbers and play one, or if, again, we always appeal to your gut as much as we appeal to your brain, sir. So maybe there is a different angle where on the surface, the numbers wouldn't necessarily push that way.
So I think just on, you know, kind of rooting for something more natural to happen, I think I'm just more inclined and it's more fun, like we've talked about before, to just go to these overs. And I like the idea of the Marcus Morris overs here. You know, considering the missing pieces for the Clippers, confirmed out, Paul George, Hartenstein, Kennard, Kawhi, obviously, Justice Winslow, obviously still out. There's a lot of missing pieces. He doesn't see like a massive uptick in usage or minutes or anything like that, but just the idea that there's more for him to do out there, it just kind of compels me to lean into this one a little bit. And we see him perform in general fairly well in this situation. So for the course of the season, for the PRA line, let's see, he's across all situations, including games where George is there, he's averaging a 23.8, and that line is only a 19.5. We've got him projected at 26.5, so that kind of reflects the potential uptick in the same amount of minutes around what he averages for the season. So with more to do on the court, given George and those guys not being there, I think it really makes sense to kind of lean into that one. It's below what he already averages, and we expect more out of him. So that one's pretty comfy for me. If you wanted to go to just the points plus assists one for the same probability, basically, just give him less to have to do with it, I think that's totally fine. But either one of those I'm good with.
All right. So as far as Birch now, I mean, because we're going to hit mid-80s on the overs, assuming that we locked in that Porter Jr. prop at 92.38 for the PRA. So he's off the board. And a reminder, you can only play these guys one time when you're building. If you want to build multiple cards, multiple lineups, all the power to you. But if you're just building one, you can't load it up with Bertans and Otto Porter props. So we start to hit the middle there. Do you want to touch on Birch at all? Or is that somebody you're just going to stay away from?
No, I think I think it's worth looking at. I was just pulling up, you know, what the last couple of games look like for him. So he's played 21, 17, 14, 19, 19. He's kind of just getting what he is, despite a lot of pieces missing for Toronto over the over recent weeks. Still for tonight, Toronto, just looking at that lineup, there's some missing pieces that could have a major, major impact there. So it's kind of interesting to me that we've got it so low, but I think it's appropriate for an 18.4 minute projection that we've got on him in 21.6 minutes for the season across all situations. He's averaging a 12.5 PRA, and this is at a 14.5, and we're expecting him to play fewer minutes than what he averages. So I think it makes total sense to go for this one. The 91.5 is definitely appealing on it. We've got him projected at a 10.76 PRA. So that's comfortably below that 14.5 that he needs. And even if he sees his normal minutes beyond, you know, three and change minutes beyond what we've got him projected for, it's still coming in and on the average coming in under that. So I'm comfy with that one.
All right. Reminder here, if you're hanging with us, we appreciate it. Any questions, any thoughts, concerns you have about building your lineup, your card tonight for No House Advantage, or just in general across the board, hit us up here in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button, please, and make sure you're subscribed. We told you, as far as this being free, available for you on site, we have player rankings in the NBA as well, top golfers for the Sony coming your way, and NHL player projections. So now we start to get into that mid-80s range, and Kuzma pops out a little bit for rebounds if we wanted to go over his, although Odd Shopper fading his points, as you mentioned, guys coming back around. So a 2-gap rebound difference between what NHA is offering at 6.5 versus the 8.56 that Alex and Osimo have projected on site. Other than that, we're kind of in low 80s here, unless you like, you know, Lonzo being held to under 3.5 threes, 83% shot there, and Vooch coming in under his projected threes at 2.5 to the 1.4 that Alex has projected. So we're in like that middle to low 80s range, and then we start to hit the 70s. So with about 10 minutes to go, we might even hit the 60s at this point.
Yeah, man. You know, when I was looking at the board, I guess I got caught up in the numbers and not really looking that so many of them were coming from the same guys, because I was thinking this was a day where we had some stronger probabilities to play with, but we really don't. Kuzma one does look good to me, though. It's a player that I never like getting to in DFS or anything. But like you said, he's been an improved player this season, and he's been doing pretty well, averaging 15.3. More importantly for this line, he's averaging 8.7 rebounds a game in 33.2 minutes. We've got him projected for exactly 1 minute fewer than that, and an 8.56 rebounding projection. So this line is two rebounds behind what he averages, basically, and we're giving him a little bit less than his average minutes, and he's still blowing through it. So I have no issues with that. If you expect that he's going to play, you know, if we're giving him a median projection of 32 minutes, if he sees 34, 36, something like that, he's going to cruise through 6.5 rebounds with no problem, and that becomes like a 90% plus one. So that one is a pretty strong confidence pick for me. So I like basically the whole top of the board here with the overs. I would go with the Jokic, the Porter one, Marcus Morris into Kuzma there, and maybe just top five those and look at those before jumping over to the unders.
Yeah, because the unders now we start to, and I don't even know, we've done the show so often, it's a rare prop that comes up. So I don't know if it's just due to circumstance or coincidence, I should say, first and foremost, that we just don't have them pop up as much. But we don't really do as many three-pointers made on the underside. If anything, it usually pops up on the over. So I don't know if that's you purposely steering the conversation away from that under prop, or because you don't like to play it, or we just haven't had many there. But we do have two in Vooch and Ball that I mentioned. So do either of them, again, at least the percentage jumps out in the low 80s. So I don't know if either of those are playable, or if you feel better just sacrificing a couple of percent points of return for a prop that you just like better.
So what's the Vooch one? If I'm going to one of them, I think I'm going to the Vooch one, even though it's coming in on our board here. It's mathing out as a slightly lower percentage probability, 83.24 for Lonzo to make a 3.5 or better. And Vooch comes in at 82.29% to go under his 2.5. If we're just going to the averages, Lonzo taking 7.5 threes a game, making 3.1 a game, where Vooch is taking 4.9, making 1.7. They're both playing roughly, you know, 30 and change minutes a game. I just, given more opportunities and being closer to his line, making, you know, he makes 3.1, the line's 3.5. On the average, when we're giving Lonzo, like, you know, we're giving him a little bit less than his average minutes, I guess, is where that's coming off now that I'm looking at it. We're giving him like 3 minutes less than his average. So that's probably where he's getting that haircut. But I just still feel more confident in the Vooch one. It just makes more sense to me to, you know, I don't really sweat the one percentage point there. Go to the guy who's shooting 33.8% from three rather than the guy who's shooting 41.8%. How about we make it as simple as that?
Yeah, heavy favorite at home. May not even have enough minutes to hit two also threes point, with right? the opportunity, right?
Right, absolutely.
I mean, think about it. Last I saw, they were 13, laying 13 at home against the Pistons. So, hey, if you want a risk-free bet up in New York, you could just cross the border, Terry, put it at plus 700 on the Pistons, shocking the world.
That'd be a good one. Fortunately, I mean, I'm saying I could do that from here, but if I go across the river, I could probably take advantage of some nice new deposit bonuses and make up a bunch of accounts with my fake email addresses and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Did you hear Matt the other day talking about the $3,000 bonus that he got? I don't know if we've talked about this. One of the New York ones.
Wait, which was, Matt? There's like I think it was five Savoca. Mats here. Yeah, LaMarcus, Savoca, sure Savoca. Gajewski.
I'm losing track of who it was. It was one of the Mats. I think it was Savoca. Was talking about in New York, he had made an initial deposit. And he was taking advantage of all the different ones. But one of them gave up to $3,000 match on your first deposit. So he made 33. They gave a 300 off the top and then a $3,000 match. So $3,300 just for putting money in his account.
Amazing. I think that's Caesars, right?
I think it was. Or, yeah, we've got all the affiliate links for all those.
Yeah, we
things,
do. So, yeah, it's the first thing you see when you sign on to Awesomo. So Alex has laid everything out. We have portals, as you mentioned, where they'll bring you right there. So if you're in the entire state, and it's more than just the city, but if you're in the entire state of New York, you should be taking full advantage of this. Look, even if you live in an adjacent state and you want to take advantage of it, like McBride here just outed you doing. Jeez, you should be giving out all these secrets, man.
Who would think of doing something like that? Nobody. Geolocation, what's that? But for people who are not in New York, though, we do have new content up on the site. Ben did some stuff. Alex did some stuff about how to take advantage of these things, these bonus opportunities, and how to really maximize your opportunity with no-lose bets and all of these different things that they offer. And that's kind of evergreen. It's going to apply to every different state. So I was saying this the other day. If you're in North Dakota and you don't have gambling yet, and then gambling becomes legal, we might not do a featured set of here's for North Dakota how to take advantage of it, but you can extrapolate a lot of those details from just consuming this content. So jump in there if you get a chance, guys, and check that out. It's very, very valuable content, and it will come in handy whenever your state, wherever you are, gets legal gambling.
All right. So winding down here, final couple of minutes or so, I was looking to see if NHA had him on the board, my guy Joey B here in the chat out in Denver. So explaining about the COVID situations, we know Will Barton is out. Love Austin Rivers from three. As many comes off that 6 of 9 night, but I don't think we can get to him technically unless I missed him. I don't think that he's available to play tonight. Barton again is out, so you can't play him. We'll see if anything adjusts on that angle. But I was just trying to take advantage of, you know, maybe Morris, but even Morris, you know, that's not that wide of a gap, even though he's the second leading three shooter, at least as far as attempts is concerned, on Denver. But it doesn't look like we can take advantage of that, at least on NHA, maybe elsewhere, but not NHA tonight.
Yeah, I'm just looking at, I just sorted to that Denver Clippers game, and I'm just looking for some of the different interesting marks on, you know, guys from Denver. And really, we've got Jokic, and then everybody else drops into like the 50s and below.
Amazing, right?
So it's really, yeah, it's really all about those Jokic overs that they're kind of giving us. Both the points plus rebounds is at a 77%, or it's a 35.5, and we're projecting him at 41.8. That's pretty comfy as well if you needed to go down to that one. But just the rebounds alone was there. Just looking around, flipping over to the unders, the Monte Morris assists under 4.5. We've got him projected at 4 and change, and it's a 62.8%. Maybe if you're figuring he plays and a few pieces come out of that rotation, if that is the news and it gets confirmed, just the quality of the nature of the potential assists maybe goes down. Although that could also just lead to him passing the ball into Jokic 125 times and turning in a record number of assists. So there's also that side of the coin. Nothing really stands out on the NHA board for that. That's something to keep our eye on maybe for DFS purposes with, you know, some low salary guys potentially jumping into the mix if that is confirmed.
How about Desmond Bane, though? I mean, we're in that high 70s here. Just without... But Brooks still in COVID, right? So you have Morant, who comes off a sluggish, if you will, just didn't take a lot of shots really against the Lakers. Doesn't matter. They won 9 straight. What do you think about getting into that prop specifically over threes there for Bane and the Grizzlies tonight? Not an easy matchup. I get that against the Warriors. Yeah, it's at 2.5, which I'm a little surprised that it's not higher.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a guy.
3.5.
Just we're talking about, yeah, 42.8% 3-point shooter who takes 7 a game in under, you know, in all circumstances. That seems pretty low to me. We've got him projected for a 30.1 minute night advanced usage in what's been going on in that rotation. He's also, you know, been kind of lighting it up of late if you wanted to get into the weeds on, you know, recent performance or anything. But yeah, I see no issues with that one at all. 22.1% usage in under all circumstances. So the usage is definitely there and there should be an uptick. I'm pretty comfy with that one. 77% feels pretty good. We've got them projected at 3.48, call it 3.5. The line's at 2.5. So that seems easy.
Here's the thing. And just a reminder, the difference between what we're doing here at NHA versus the book, you can get over 2.5 at the books. I looked at 3 here in PA, but you're laying 140, 150, 138. You're not laying anything here. You're getting the same number. And the reason why there's such a high, I mean, 160 to lay that on over 2.5, that's the books taking absolutely no liability at all with a play like that. Pretty much saying like, yeah, risk a lot. It's going to happen. You're not doing anything like that on NHA. You're just adding it into it. So I personally would bump this up. I mean, the percentage may call for it being like maybe a 4-3 point play, but if you wanted to slot this in as a 6-5-6 point play, I'm more than okay with that too.
Yeah, I have no real issues with that either. I think that makes a lot of sense. And like you're saying, then on NHA, the number is the number, right? We're not worried about what the VIG is or anything like that. So makes total sense. And you're talking about a guy who does see minutes. He's going to be in the starting unit with Brooks still out. So I think there's, you know, there's plenty of opportunity for him here. 26 and 29 minutes over the last two, missed one, 35, 37 minutes before that. I see no issues with that one whatsoever. And I agree, you can bump this one up the card a little bit.
We appreciate everybody hanging here with us on the No House Advantage NBA Strategy Show. A couple of things on the way out. That code is there for a reason. So use it, AWESEMO, AWESEMO, when you sign up at No House Advantage. Joey B, I better see you signed up there on NHA. I also better see you following Terry here on Twitter at DigitalB21 at Shander Show for me. Thanks to Tyler, of course, for producing. And as we have so much NBA content on site, just a quick reminder here on the way out, we've got the deeper dive starting at 5, then Live Before Lock following that. But our AWESEMO Plus NBA Express weekly pass back, it's $4.95. It's the easiest, most efficient way to introduce yourself to what we're doing here with AWESEMO Plus NBA. It's amazing. Head on over there, AWESEMO Plus, join it. If you're looking to just dive in and see what's going on here, test the waters, if you will. I guess you wouldn't be diving in to test the waters, maybe wading your feet or so to look water, and see what. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, I can't a little mutually exclusive.
My analogies. Right. So that's it. If you're just looking to, you know, get a finger or toe in here, $4.95 for the week. It's insane. Sign up there. Terry, my friend, it's always a pleasure. We'll do it again. Likewise, this week. Pal. Thank you, sir. All right. Thanks to everybody else for hanging. We'll see you soon.